Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Darren Johnson joining us, a farmer from Wells, Minnesota, is looking to lead the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association again for a year. The recent meeting, he was elected along with their leadership team, but as we caught up to him earlier in the week, he was in the field replanting.
Yeah, we had a little bit. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of hail and some heavy rains last Monday, you know, so we're out touching up some soybean fields here that got dinged up with some hail, and I'm glad we're able to get back out here right now because it does look like we do have a little bit more rain coming this week, but still overall we don't look terribly bad. It was the hail was fairly isolated, but we are on the verge of being just a little bit too wet, so I hope that we can dodge these next rains in coming days here.
You know, besides replanting, there's a lot to do in your to-do list, Darren, and now being reelected as president last week. Talk about your feelings on that. Of course, you got to be happy with the previous year, but still at the same time looking forward to the year ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, this year, you know, it was a little bit different up in St. Paul. You know, as you know, we've got a tie in the house. Happy to get an ag bill pushed through, and I just want to say, I mean, you know, obviously worked very hard to get that done, but I think that just attests and goes to show how important agriculture is in the state of Minnesota. It got pushed through in the regular session, so we were happy about that. Not everything landed in there that we wanted. For the most part, just happy to see that there was a bipartisanship and they were able to get that pushed through. You know, and then I guess in special session we did end up getting a SAF bill along with the tax bill pushed through. So happy to see that too. We've been working very hard on SAF in the state of Minnesota. We want to make sure that Minnesota is a leader when it comes to sustainable aviation fuel, and we have been a leader as far as biodiesel or biofuels go. For the past, ever since its inception with B2 all the way up to B20. So that's something that we're proud of, and we're going to make sure that we keep working on that, and we want to stay leaders in that department as well.
Darren, can you expand on maybe a few topics that maybe they did fall short this session in St. Paul?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so public water inventories is something that we've been talking about, and we've got a little bit of time on that, so believe me, that one's still on the list as far as the PWI goes. So that is going to be at the forefront of our discussion there as well. We had a young farmer, beginning farmer bill, you know, so just there's a lot of young farmers, and we want to make sure that we're providing opportunity for them to be able to get started. And we wanted to take the cap off of that, and that didn't happen. You know, ultimately, just ran out of funding in this thing too. So, and funding, and also just time. You know, so we're going to make sure that that we're pushing hard for that as well.
You know, Darren, on the federal level, too, we're still looking for that elusive farm bill, too, and if and when that's going to happen, well, your guess is just as good as mine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, we're with budget reconciliation, it's sounding like we may end up getting some bits and pieces of that push through. You know, we'll be out in Washington, D.C. in July having a lot of discussions. The House has got their version. That's got to go through what they call the bird bath, make sure that it falls underneath budgetary implementation there. So there's a lot of pieces to it, and I think we're going to get some pieces of that done through budget reconciliation. You know, we'll see what the Senate's version looks like, because the Senate's version obviously has got to, they're going to have to work together again with the House on that to get a version combined before it hits the president's desk. So we've got some work to do, and we will be out there in July, obviously having a discussion about that. But some good news, is the RVOs and the RFS. You know, we had some great numbers that came, proposed numbers that came from EPA. So good news for renewables. You know, we'll kind of see where that goes into the future, but them are some very good numbers that came out. We know there's a few bits and pieces of that with the small refinery exemptions and also 45Z, the tax credit. Once again, out in D.C., we will be having them discussions as well. So going to be pretty busy at the federal level. There's no doubt about that. And this July meeting when we're out there. The agenda will be full.
Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Darren Johnson joining us. And Darren, for whatever the reluctance or the pushback is in a farm bill, you mentioned some of those things, and, you know, it might be a few things that advance through. I think it's kind of take what we can get at this scenario, isn't it?
It is, you know, because we just talked earlier about, some of the situations with weather. Ultimately, we just need to make sure that we have the safety net underneath us, and that the farm bill gets caught up with inflation. We've been dealing with this and working with it a little bit too long here. It's time to get this thing to the finish line, and there's some very important critical pieces of it that just need to happen. And whether it's through budget reconciliation or actually we just get the farm bill, I hope the House version, once the Senate version comes out, they're able to sit down at the table, get this thing hashed out, and we get something put together with it.
You know, Darren, finally as well, your leadership team looks like a lot of familiar faces rejoining you again this year.
Yep, absolutely. Our executive team, actually, everybody got reelected on our executive team. I'm actually the one new one on the ASA team. So of our six directors, I will be taking George Govlish's spot as he's retiring from ASA. We were glad to have him. He did a fantastic job. He just termed out. It's a kind of exciting times moving forward. And there's a fantastic team, and excited to work with them, and excited to work for all 26,000 farmers through the state of Minnesota.
Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Darren Johnson reelected to serve once again, and also those returning on his leadership team from last year into this year as well. So, best of luck and a lot of work ahead, so they're more than ready to tackle that. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.